Lord God, thank you for this day that you have given us.
主啊，感谢你给我们这一天。
We thank you for your amazing word that you have entrusted into our hands.
感谢你赐给我们你奇妙的话语。
And Lord, we pray that you might open our eyes, open our ears, help us to learn from you this afternoon.
请你打开我们的眼睛，打开我们的心，让我们今天能够从你那里学到东西。
God, you know each of us. You know our lives. You know all that we need.
主啊，你知道我们在座的每一个人，你了解我们的生活，知道我们的需要。
Give us encouragement. Give us information. Give us maybe some direction. Whatever you know that we need, we pray that you would provide that in our lives today.
主啊，给我们教导，给我们带领。你知道我们所需要的，求你带领我们。
And we open our lives to you in Jesus' name.
我们把生命交给你，用耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. So I believe that one of the most important and also one of the most challenging questions someone could ask you is, "What do you do?"
我相信你们所听到的一个非常富有挑战性的问题就是，你到底做什么？
If you are a student, people ask you, "What are you going to do?"
如果你还在念书，人们会问你以后长大了做什么。
Where are you going to university? What are you going to do for a living when you get out of the university?
如果你在念大学，人们会问你毕了业干什么呀。
If you are a worker and you meet someone, they ask you, "What do you do?"
如果你是一个工作的人，你也会自然而然地问别人说啊，你做什么？
If you're a parent and you're taking care of children, people will ask you, "What do you do?"
如果你是一个做父母的，人们见到你也问你，你做什么
？If you're older and you retire, you've raised your children, people will come to you and say, "What do you do?"
如果你年纪大了，已经退休了，人们见到你还是问你做什么
？And I learned some valuable lessons this week thinking about our purpose in life.
我这周思考人生的目的，得到了一些启示。
I was working on this sermon at my home, and I had notes and Bibles spread out around the table.
我在准备讲道的时候，我看了很多的书，很多的参考。
And I was thinking about all the ways people would answer that question, "What do you do?"
我在想，人们会怎么回答这个问题呢？你做什么？
And then we have this new little kitten named Duma. It's a Siamese cat, and he came and jumped up on the table.
啊，我家里有一只很小的猫，它突然跳上来，站在桌子上。
And he started chewing on my sermon.
它就开始咬我的这个布道的讲章。
And he ate the whole thing.
然后把这些都吃掉了。
So I don't have a sermon today.
所以今天我没得讲了。
That used to be the old excuse in school. The dog ate my homework.
那是我们上学的时候非常喜欢的一个借口，狗把我作业吃了。
But as I sat and I looked at this cat, and he was staring at me.
我看着这只猫，它也瞪着我。
I tried to picture what he was thinking in his mind.
我在想他脑子里到底在想什么呢？
And he kind of looks around the house with this funny look in his eyes.
他就是睁大了眼睛，四下的看。
Like he has no idea what to do next.
好像他不知道下面要干什么。
Will I go scratch something? Will I go run across the floor? Will I go jump on the table?
我是要挠点什么东西呢？还是要跑到什么地方？或者跳到哪个桌子上去？
And truly, if you have a pet of any kind, a dog or a cat or a bird or a fish, they all come down to the same purpose for their life.
如果你养过宠物，你知道不论是狗、是猫还是鱼，它们最后都有一个目的。
They eat, they sleep, and they play.
它们吃饭，它们睡觉，玩耍。
And my cat really doesn't even really know what he's supposed to do.
我的猫甚至不知道它下面该做什么。
So he just does whatever he feels like doing next.
所以它想做什么就做什么。
As I watched him and thought about that, I thought so many people are like that too.
我看着我的猫，我想很多人都像他一样在过日子。
So many people in our world today believe that all of life is just about eating, sleeping, and playing, and maybe you have to work too.
我们很多人就以为生活仅限于吃喝拉撒睡，没准再做点工作。
Here's the exciting thing. If you're a Christian, if you're a follower of Jesus, then you can know that you have a much higher purpose in life that God created you for.
但是令人激动的是，如果你是跟随主的人，你是一个基督徒，你要知道神在我们生命中有更高的目的。
There's much more to life when you follow God than eating, sleeping, playing, and working.
当你跟随主的时候，你的生活就不仅限于吃喝拉撒睡了。
And I would actually say that among all religions and all other philosophies of life, Christianity holds out the highest purpose of anything and anyone.
在世上所有的宗教里面，所有的哲学思想里面，基督教的思想，它给了我们一个最高的目的。
As we read God's word, we understand and come to be convinced that He created each of us.
当我们读神的话，我们就理解。是神创造了我们每一个人。
We are not a cosmic accident.
我们不是宇宙中的偶然。
He created you uniquely. The Bible says He actually knit you together in your mother's womb.
他造了一个独特的你。圣经告诉我们，在你当你在母腹的时候，神就在塑造你了。
He planned the characteristics that you would have to make you a unique personality.
他塑造了你独特的性格，使你成为独一无二的人。
He gave you the appearance, the physical body you have.
他给了你独特的外貌。
The parents you were born to, the country where you grew up in.
他给了你符合你出生地的那国家的那种外貌。
The Bible says we are fearfully and wonderfully made.
圣经告诉我们，神造我们这个真是大而可畏的事情。
And most of all, it tells us we are made for a specific purpose. We are not an accident.
而且圣经告诉我们，我们被造是一个有一个特殊的目的，并不是偶然的。
We were made to know God, to serve God, and to enjoy the life that He gives to us.
我们受造是为了认识神，享受神，并且服侍他。
Today we're going to talk about finding a living.Through serving.
今天我们要讲的是通过服侍神找到生命的意义。
So much of our culture, so much of our world says, if you want to have a great life, go out and get as much as you can.
世上的人们告诉我们，如果你要想活得痛快的话，你就出去，尽可能的去寻找你想要的东西。
Get an education, get money, get lots of things, get lots of friends.
你要得到好的教育，你要挣大钱，你要交很多朋友。
It's all about what you accumulate.
就是要看你一生怎么样为自己积累。
Jesus came and said something very different. He said, "If you want to find your life, you have to lose it for my sake."
主耶稣来了，告诉我们一个截然不同的真理。他说，人要得到生命，必须先失去生命。
He said, "The one who wants to be first, the one who wants to be greatest in the world, should be the last."
他说，世上第一的，反倒是最后的。
He should be a servant.
他应该是世人的仆人。
And Jesus, God Himself, in human form, came and said, "I didn't come to be served, but to serve."
主耶稣来到世上，采用了人的样式，不是来被人侍奉，而是来服侍人。
So for a few minutes this afternoon, I want to look at what it would look like for you to follow God's purpose in servanthood.
所以今天我们就花些时间看看怎么样能够在符合神的旨意里面去服侍他。
How does God show us we can serve Him today?
神怎么样告诉我们今天如何去侍奉他？
And why should we serve Him?
我们为什么要侍奉他？
We'll look at a few passages and teachings from the Apostle Paul.
我们要看看使徒保罗的一些教导。
And you have an outline in your bulletin that you can follow along with.
你们都有一个大纲，一张纸。
The first thing we learn from Paul is that we have been saved to serve.
我们从保罗那儿学到第一件事就是，神给我们救恩，救我们就是要来侍奉他。
We already read Ephesians 2, 8 to 10, and here you see that we have been saved by grace through faith.
我们读以弗所书二章八到十节，他告诉我们说，我们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
What does that mean?
什么意思呢？
It means that we have been saved from the punishment for our disobedience against God.
意思就是说，因为我们不顺服，我们本应该是要灭亡，但是我们被神救了。
Anything we do or think or say that's contrary to the will of God, God calls that sin and disobedience.
我们所思所想所做的，凡是不合神旨意的，那都是我们的罪。
And he tells us that every one of us, every person born in the world, sins against him.
我们知道每一个人都犯了罪。
It was not the way he intended us to live.
那不是神造我们的本意。
But he gave us free will, and that is what man has chosen.
但是他给我们自由意志。
The penalty of sin is eternal separation from God.
罪的工价就是永远与神隔绝。
And yet God in his mercy, God in his grace, sent Jesus to take our place and be punished for our sin.
但是因为神的恩典和慈爱，他派主耶稣降世为人，为我们赎罪。
Paul says that grace saves us as we place faith, our faith, in Jesus, and we follow him and believe in him.
保罗告诉我们，当我们跟随主耶稣的时候，当我们把信心放在他身上的时候，我们就可以被救赎。
He makes a real important point here, and he says, there's nothing you can do, there is no good work you can do to get God to forgive you or to get into heaven.
他告诉我们最重要的一点是，我们自己本人不能做任何事情来救我们，来在神面前可以被得救。
It's not by any work that you can do; it's all God.
不是我们自己所做的任何事情，而是因为神。
But then he tells us a very important thing in verse 10, right after that.
然后这之后他又告诉我们在第十节有个非常重要的点。
He says, "You are God's handiwork."
他说你们是他的工作。
The Greek word for that phrase, "handiwork," is the word "poiema."
在希腊文里，这个是个独特的词，工作这个词。
It's a root word in English that we get the idea of a poem. A poem.
这个词的词根放在英文里面就是诗，一首诗。
It gives you the idea that you are a handcrafted work of art that God made.
意思就是说你是神亲手打造的一件艺术品。
And we're created in Christ to do what?
我们在耶稣基督里造成是为了要我们做什么?
To have a lot of fun?
是为了要我们活得开心?
To sleep?
睡觉?
To make lots of money?
挣钱。
No, he said we're created for good works.
圣经说为要叫我们行善。
Serving God.
服侍神。
Works that God prepared before you were even born.
这些工作在我们出生之前，神就为我们预备好了。
God said, you now, as you follow me, are my body, my physical body on the earth as I live in you.
神说你们现在跟随我，你们就是我在世上的一个身体，我在你们里面。
We see in this verse our purpose that God created us for.
这就是神造我们的目的。
You ever wonder that? Why am I here? Why do I exist on this earth?What do I do?
有没有曾经想过我为什么要活着，为什么要在这个世上活着？
Do you know that when you die, there will be a final exam that we will all have to take?
你知道我们死的时候，每个人都要考一个期中考试。
Do we have any students here today?
我们今天有没有学生？
Students, raise your hands. Any students here today?
如果你是念书的，举起手来。
How many of you students love to take final exams?
有几个学生喜欢考期末考试的？
No hands.
没有人。
This is a good final because there are only two questions on the final.
这是一个期末大考，只有两道题。
And God gives us not only the questions, but the answers ahead of time.
神不仅仅把题目给我们，他也早就给我们答案了。
That's my kind of test.
那是我喜欢的考试。
Question number one will be, what did you do with Jesus while you were on this earth?
第一题，你在活着的时候，你怎么样对待主耶稣基督呢？你怎么看待他呢？
Did you accept him and follow him? Did you reject him? Did you ignore him?
你有没有接受他，让他做你的主人，还是拒绝他，不理他？
How you answer that question determines whether you will spend the rest of eternity with God or separated from God.
你对第一题的答案决定了你在永恒里面是要和神一起，还是与神永远隔绝。
But there's a second question on the exam.
还有一道题。
And that is this. What did you do with the resources that you were given by God?
那就是你活着的时候，你怎么样对待神给你的资源。
How well did you serve him?
你怎么样服侍他，你有没有服侍他。
That question will not determine your entrance to heaven.
这道题不会决定你是否进天堂。
But it will determine God's response to you and perhaps even some of the rewards you may receive in heaven.
但是会决定神对你的态度，甚至会决定你是否能得到一些奖赏。
The response that Jesus says you want to receive is when God looks at you and says,Well done, good and faithful servant.
主耶稣告诉我们，我们想要给出的答案就是神看着我们说，你真的是我忠心良善的仆人。
So let me ask you this afternoon, what work has God prepared for you to do, and what has he given you to use?
所以今天我就要问大家，神给你们准备了什么样的工作呢？他要怎么使用你们呢？
One of the second things we learn about serving is that we are to serve God with the gifts that he has given us.
我们要讲的第二点就是我们要用神赐给我们的恩赐来服侍他。
Oftentimes people give you gifts maybe for your birthday or for Christmas or an exciting celebration, a wedding.
有时候你会收到礼物，生日礼物，结婚礼物，各种各样的庆祝。
They hope you like that gift. They hope you might find it enjoyable.
人们希望你喜欢这件礼物，希望你能够享受他们的礼物。
Rarely do they expect you to use that gift to help other people, though.
但是很少的时候，他会希望他给你的礼物去被你用来去帮助别人。
The Bible talks about how God gives us gifts as well, but they're different kind of gifts.
圣经也告诉我们，神给我们各种各样不同的礼物，就是我们的恩赐。
They're called spiritual gifts because they are given by God's Spirit and they're given with the intention of growing God's church.
被称作属灵的恩赐，是因为这些恩赐都是从神来的，目的是为了让我们侍奉他。
In 1 Corinthians 12, Paul says there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them.
哥林多前书十二章说恩赐有分别。
There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord.There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work.
职事也有分别，主却是一位；功用也有分别，神却是一位，在众人里面运行一切的事。
Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good.
圣灵显在个人身上是叫人得益处。
Some of the gifts that God gives us for growing his kingdom are things like leadership, mercy, teaching.
有的恩赐是神用来扩展他的国，比如说，教导的恩赐，讲道的恩赐。
Other gifts are like evangelism, giving, helps.
还有传福音的恩赐，奉献的恩赐，帮助人的恩赐。
There's many things that God may gift you with and put in your life, and he says, use these to help others.
神在你们每个人的生活身上都放了很多恩赐，他希望你们使用这些恩赐帮助别的人。
The third thing we learn about serving from Paul is this.
第三点也是从保罗那里学到关于服侍的，就是
We are to serve where God calls us.
我们要在神呼召我们的地方服侍。
Paul thought he knew what his life was about. He thought he had a specific mission in life.
保罗他知道他生命中有一个独特的一个计划。
His mission up to a certain point was to be a very good Jew, to be obedient to the law, to be a Pharisee.
一开始他以为自己的使命就是做一个非常好的法利赛人，非常守律法的人。
And frankly, part of his mission later on became to stamp out Christianity, this group that he thought was blaspheming the true God.
甚至到一定地步，他认为去摧毁基督徒也是他的使命。
Many of you know Paul's story. He was traveling along a road to a city called Damascus to help put some Christians in jail in this city.
我们知道保罗的故事。他在去大马士革的路上遇到主，他去大马士革的目的就是去抓捕基督徒，把他们下到监狱里。
And Jesus appeared to him in a vision along the road, blinded him, and called out with a loud voice to him.
但是主耶稣在路上遇到，让他看到自己，用一个很大的声音，并且让保罗他失明。
Through this process, Paul became a follower of Jesus.And became a Christian.
通过这个经历，保罗自己就变成了基督徒。
He grew in his faith to the degree that then God called him, along with his friend Barnabas, to go out.
因为保罗的灵命成长很快，神就呼召他和他的朋友巴拿巴一起出去侍奉。
We see here in Acts 13.Now in the church at Antioch, there were prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who'd been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Paul.
使徒行传十三章一开始说，在安提阿的教会中有几位先知和教师，就是巴拿巴和称呼尼杰的西面，古利乃人路求，与分封之王西律同养的马念，并扫罗。
While they were worshiping the Lord,And fasting, the Holy Spirit said, Set apart for me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work which I have called them.
他们侍奉主禁食的时候，圣灵说，要为我分派巴拿巴和扫罗去做我召他们所做的工。
So after they had fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and sent them off.
于是禁食祷告，按手在他们头上，就打发他们去了。
Paul and Barnabas effectively became some of the first Christian missionaries in the history of the church.
保罗和巴拿巴是基督教史上第一批宣教士。
A missionary takes the message of the gospel from their culture and goes to another culture and shares the gospel in their culture.
一个宣教士，他从自己的用自己的文化语言学习主的话语和神的知识，然后把这些带到另外一个完全不同的文化里面，教导给那个文化的人。
At Hope Church, we have many missionaries that are missions partners with us that serve God all over the world.
在我们教会有很多宣教士在世界各地宣教。
And we have a mission celebration happening here in a few weeks.
我们过几周就要有一个宣教的庆祝活动。
And that's why you see all these flags all of a sudden in the sanctuary here today.
那就是为什么你们突然看到这里面有好多旗子。
How many of you saw the flags when you came in?
你们谁一进来就注意到这些国旗了。
So that's what they're there for.
但是那是我们要搞活动。
It's to remind us that God has called us to go into all the world and preach the gospel.
为了要提醒大家，神召我们把福音传到地极。
I praise God that at some point the gospel came to China.
我向神祷告，求神把福音也带到中国去。
And perhaps many of you found Christ in China before you came to America.
甚至你们当中很多人在国内就信主了。
Paul and Barnabas had a specific calling from God.
保罗和巴拿巴他们有从神来独特的呼召。
But you don't have to be a missionary or a pastor to be called by God.
但是神的呼召并不意味着你就要做牧师或者宣教士。
There are three important places that God calls us to serve Him.
有三个地方神会呼召我们去服侍他。
The first one is in the world.
第一个就是在世上。
If you have a job, God calls you to serve Him on your job.
如果你有工作，神呼召你在工作上侍奉他。
If you're a student, He calls you to serve Him in your school, in your classroom.
如果你是学生，神呼召你在你的教室里，在你的学习上侍奉他。
He says, as you study, as you work, represent me to the people there. Be my hands and feet wherever I place you.
他说，在你们工作的地方，学习的地方。你要做我的手和脚，让那里的人认识我。
Study hard, do your job well, let people see that my presence in your life makes a difference.
好好学习，好好工作，让周围的人看到有神的人是不一样的。
But most of all, live as a Christian. Live in such a way that people can see Jesus shining through your life, maybe without even saying anything to them.
作为基督徒，我们通过生活就要让身边的人看到。神在我们的身上，甚至我们不说话，人都能看到区别。
The second place many of us are called to serve God is in the family.
第二个我们被呼召侍奉主的地方，就是在我们的家庭里。
If you're married, he says, serve God by serving your spouse.
如果你结了婚，神告诉我们，你要侍奉你的配偶，就是侍奉神。
If you're a parent, he says, serve God by serving your children.
如果你是家长的话。神告诉我们，你服侍自己的孩子就是服侍神。
If you are one of those children, he says, serve God by serving your parents.
如果你是孩子，那神告诉你，你侍奉家长就是侍奉神。
And then the third place he calls us to serve him is in the church.
第三个地方他呼召我们侍奉他，就是在我们的教会。
Your church, like my church, has many needs and many ministries, many opportunities to serve.
你们教会和我们教会一样，有很多的需要，很多的机会来侍奉神。
You can use your musical gifts to help lead worship.
可以用你的音乐天赋来带领大家敬拜。
You could work with children.
可以带领孩子。
You could teach a Bible study.
可以带主日学，可以带查经。
You could help give leadership to the church.
也可以，来管理教会。
You could even be an amazing translator like you. All ways that we can serve God.
我们有很多可以侍奉神的机会。
Let me tell you a story of a man, a normal man, who felt a calling from God.
给大家讲一个普通人被神呼召的故事。
In the 1860s in England,
在英国1860年
a man named William Booth.Used to walk through the slums of London.
有一个人叫做威廉，他在伦敦的贫民区。
As he walked along, he noticed that every fifth building was a pub or a bar.
他在贫民区走路的时候，发现每隔几个房子就有一个酒馆。
And men would gather there, and they'd spend all day drinking.
里面男人整天喝酒。
They'd spend all of their money and all of their time drinking.
他们花了所有的时间、金钱在酒馆里面。
Drinking was such a severe problem, they even put little footstools there so children could come in and buy liquor at these bars.
那时候酗酒成风，酒吧里面甚至摆了很多小凳子，这样儿童也可以站在凳子上去拿酒喝。
God grabbed a hold of Booth's heart when he saw this need.
神把这个心放在这个人的布斯这个人的心里面，他看到了需要。
And so he started a ministry, and he called it the Christian Mission.
所以他就开始了一项事工，叫做基督使命。
Their mission was to go and reach the down and outers, people who were ignored by others.
他的使命就是去找那些个被世人遗忘的那些人。
His mission grew and grew, and then they changed the name of it to eventually be called the Salvation Army.
他的这个事工越做越大，最后被人称作救世军。
Today, the Salvation Army is one of the most recognizable Christian organizations in the world.
今天，救世军是世上最为世人所熟悉的一个基督教的事工。
There are over 1 million workers serving in the Salvation Army today.
今天有100万的童工在里面做工。
Helping alcoholics and drug addicts and the homeless and the hungry.
帮助酗酒的人，无家可归的人。
All because William Booth responded to God's call in his life.
仅仅是因为这个叫威廉·布斯的人，他回应了神在他心里的呼召。
A calling is like an intersection of two roads.
呼召就像两条路的交汇点。
One road is the needs of people in the world.
一条路就是世人的需要。
And the other is the resources of God.
另一条就是神的一些资源。
And as you see needs,
如果你看到需要，
and you have the resources that God has given you,
你也有神给你的资源。
And those intersect, that becomes a calling for you, where God can use you.
两点交汇的地方就是神对你的呼召，就是神要使用你的地方。
Another thing Paul teaches us about serving is this: we could serve him by leveraging our experiences.
还有一点，保罗教导我们，就是我们可以运用自己的以往的经历来服侍神。
This is actually the wrong scripture verse. But it's not your fault, it's my fault. So the correct scripture verse is actually found in 2 Corinthians, and it's the same reference. 2 Corinthians 1, 3 to 4. So I'm going to read that from the Bible.
应该是哥林多后书一章四到六五节，四到五节。哥林多后书不是哥林多前书。
Paul says, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort.
愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神，就是发慈悲的父，赐各样安慰的神。
Who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort which we ourselves are comforted by God.
我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰那遭各样患难的人。
What Paul is saying is God will use your experiences to minister to other people if you let him.
告诉我们，如果你允许的话，神会使用你生命中的各样的经历去安慰有同样经历的人。
And he'll especially use your painful experiences, the hard things that happen in your life.God can actually turn those around and use those to help somebody else.
而且神格外会使用你生命中痛苦的经历，他会把你痛苦的经历彻底的改变成你对别人的祝福。
So what happens when you serve?
所以你侍奉的时候会发生什么呢？
Well, people are helped.
人会得到帮助。
You grow stronger in your faith.
你的信心会更加强大。
People get to experience God because they see him at work. He actually flows through you.
因为人们看到神通过你，他的大能在运行，人们就相信。
And he can take those painful things, those hard things that happen in your life, and redeem them, bring good out of them.
神会把你生命中痛苦的经历带来好的结局。
Now here's another truth that Paul taught us about serving. The church...is actually here to prepare you to serve God.
另外一点保罗教导我们就是说作为教会要成全圣徒各尽其职。
Paul says it so well in Ephesians 4:11. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers to equip his people for works of service so that the whole body of Christ may be built up.
保罗在以弗所书四章十二节说：“为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。”
He's telling us that really the purpose of leaders in your church isn't to do all the ministry and all the service, it's to prepare the rest of the church to do the ministry.
保罗告诉我们，一个教会的首领不是靠教会的一些首领们来做各样的工作，而是让全教会的圣徒一起来做各样的职分。
Paul gave these words 2,000 years ago. And in 2,000 years of church history, we have radically screwed up this command.
保罗2000年前说的这句话，但是2000年来教会都没有好好的执行这一点。
We have totally missed the mark in churches all over the world when it comes to this command.
在全世界各地，在这一点上，教会都做得很不好。
Why?
为什么呢？
It's my fault.
是我的错。
And it's your fault.
也是你的错。
It's my fault because pastors like me, over the years, have thought that it's our job to do all the ministry.
是我的错，因为多少年来，像我这样的牧师一直认为我们要做很多事情。
We sometimes think, well, God called me, the church is paying me.I went to seminary, I have all the experience, so I have to do all the ministry.
我们觉得神呼召了我，神送我去神学院，读了神学，教会又用又付我那么多钱，所以我要做我能做的一切都做。
Many times we pastors have a hard time letting go of the ministry and letting other people do it. We hold on to it tightly like it's ours.
很多时候，作为教会的牧师就把这些任务紧紧地抓在手上，不分给会众去做。
But if you're attending church, it's also your fault because you've let pastors do that.
如果你是教会的一员，那也是你的错，因为你让你们的牧师来做这些事情。
And rather than getting involved and serving in the church, you've sat out there and become a pew potato.
你其实自己可以做很多事情，但是你就不做，你就坐在那儿像个土豆一样。
And people come to church all over the world and say, oh, we have the great pastor. Let him do the evangelism. Let him do the preaching. Let him do the counseling.
全世界的教徒都在想，哎呀，我们的牧师是被神呼召的人，所以我们要让他做所有的事情，所有的传福音，所有的事工。
And I'll sit out in the church and go, yay, pastor, good job. Go get him.
他们要做就是坐在那儿。鼓掌给牧师打气，说牧师干得不错，继续。
And that is not the way God intended it.
那不是神告诉我们的。
As a matter of fact, your church might be a healthier church than many.
事实上，你的教会也许比许多教会都更加健康。
Because you don't have a full-time pastor right now, and many of you have to do the ministry.Out of necessity.
因为你们现在没有一个全职的牧师，你们很多人都是因为教会有需要，不得不出来侍奉。
In this church, and I believe in my church as well, no matter who the pastors are, the people of the church can do so much more ministry than one or two people can.
我感觉在你们教会，在我们教会都是一样的，不论牧师是什么样的人，其实会众都能够做。做得更多更好。
I want you to picture your life like this pipe here, this plastic pipe.
想象你的生活就像这个塑料管子一样。
It's a conduit, it's a channel that wants to take water and channel the water through the pipe.
那是一个导管，可以把水从一头灌进去，一头流出来。
And God wants to do the same thing with your life. He wants to take your life.And pour His love, His resources through you to reach others in the church and others in the world.
神对你的生命就是这样看的，他想从一头把他的爱、他的资源灌注进去，从另一头想让他流出来，流到身边的人，流到世上。
If there's something blocking the pipe, or if it's turned off up here and you're not allowing God's resources to flow into you or out from you.Then it's not going to work. God can't do the things He wants to accomplish through you.
如果管子中间被堵住了，或者管子一头被堵住了，神无法把他的爱倾倒进去，那就不好了。
To remember this concept this week, I have some small pieces of this pipe in a basket back by the offering box, and I'd like all of you to take one as you go this afternoon.
希望你们能够记住这样一个水管子的比喻，所以后面我就给你们了很多塑料的小管子，希望大家拿一个回家。
Put it on your keychain, leave it in your car, put it on your desk, put it in your purse. Remind yourself that God wants to flow through you this week as you serve Him.
拴在钥匙链上，放在桌子上，挂在门上，时刻的提醒自己神对你的旨意。
The last thing Paul teaches us about service is that it's hard, and sometimes we will grow very tired and weary.
保罗教导我们的最后一点就是侍奉神有的时候是会很累很累的。
I have been here for 10 years at Hope Church, and I've known some of you from FCCCC for those 10 years as well.
我们教会已经十年了，我也认识你们，华人教会的很多人超过有十年。
I have no doubt that some of you are very weary at times of serving.
我肯定你们当中很多人就已经很累了。
In a smaller church, there's fewer people. People have to do a lot of ministry and service.
在一个小的教会，人手不够，每个人都要做很多事情。
I get paid full time to do ministry, and I get very weary at times.
我有薪水来全职侍奉的，我也经常会觉得累。
But I believe God wants to encourage us today, those of us who are engaged in serving Him.
但是我想神今天要安慰要鼓舞那些来侍奉的人。
And everyone needs encouragement. Leaders need encouragement. Workers need encouragement. Everyone gets discouraged at times and needs to be thanked and appreciated.
每个人都需要被鼓舞，不论是领导还是同工，每个人都遇到有灰心丧气的时候，需要受到鼓舞。
We need to be strengthened, and we need to know that what we're doing is actually helping others and making a difference.
我们要被建造，我们要心里清楚，我们做的是对别人有好处的事情。
And so Paul tells us in Galatians 6:9.
所以保罗在加拉太书六章告诉我们。
Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers.
保罗说我们行善不可丧志，若不灰心，到了时候就要收成。所以有了机会就当向众人行善，向信徒一家的人更当这样。
Maybe you're weary today as a church worker. Maybe you're a weary parent. Maybe you're weary of trying to represent Jesus in the world that you are in.
也许你因为是教会的同工而觉得很心累，也许你是一个家长，你也觉得很累，也许你是因为不知道怎么样把耶稣主带到世上，让世人看到而觉得累。
I believe God wants to tell you today, don't lose heart.
我想神今天要告诉我们不要灰心。
God is at work.
神正在工作。
It's worth it.
是值得的。
You are making a difference.
你在改变这个世界。
Well done, good and faithful servant.
很好，做得很好，良善的仆人们。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
God, we thank you for all that you do in our lives and through our lives.
主啊，感谢你在我们生命中所做的，感谢你放到我们生命中的。
Most of us would never have even come to know you if others who were serving you had not led us to know you, taught us, told us about you.
主啊，如果不是你来带领我们，来允许我们，我们会像世人一样，根本就不认识你。
Church services would not take place, ministries wouldn't happen, children would never be taught without the faithful service of so many of your followers.
如果不是你如此众多忠心仆人的摆上，我们永远也不会认识你，我们的孩子也不会认识你，我们周遭的人也不会认识你。
God, I thank you that you've created every one of us who sits here this afternoon to know you and to serve you.
感谢你造了我们今天每个人的生命来认识你，来侍奉你。
You give us a high calling, purpose, and meaning in our lives.
你给了我们生命中一个超乎一切的更大更高的目的。
Lord, help each of us to discover how you want us to serve you and where.
主啊，求你帮助每个人认识到你要让我们在哪里服侍你，怎么样服侍你。
And to give you our lives every day and every week to use as you will.
怎么样每一天每周都把我们的生命献给你，让你来使用。
And Lord, I pray in a special prayer today for those who have labored long and hard here in this church.
主啊，我特别为这个教会，为你摆上很久很劳累的同工来献上祷告。
Lord, strengthen them today. Renew their spirits.
主啊，建立他们的信心，让他们的灵复苏。
Let them see some of the lives that have been changed by the ministry of this church.
让他们亲眼看到，在这个事工里面，这个教会里面，因为他们的摆上而产生的不一样。
Let them know that their giving, their praying, their serving is not in vain.
让他们知道他们的奉献、他们的时间、他们的精力都不是白白的花出去。
And most of all, Jesus, we thank you that you came and served us.
主啊，我们感谢你，你亲自来到世上来服侍我们。
You did what we could not do for ourselves. You saved us from sin.
你做的是我们自己无法做的，你把我们从罪中挽回。
And now you send us out as your servants.
现在你把我们派遣出去做你的仆人。
So use us today, use us this week for your glory.
所以今天就使用我们，这周就使用我们，来彰显你的荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
耶稣基督的名求。
Thank you.